When I wake up, all I hear is the beeping of a machine and low voices from the hall.
Is she up yet?
I recognize the voice as the big man who carried me from the woods.
No, Alpha James. I gave her some sedatives a couple of hours back. She is still recovering. Even when she recovers from the wound on her leg, she isn't out of the woods yet. She is highly malnourished and has little to no muscle on her body. Wherever she was not allowed out much, if ever. I'm surprised she could shift at all. There is evidence she has been malnourished for years, and it's probably why she's so tiny,
says the doctor. I also recognize him from the woods.
Is there anything else wrong, Richard? Aside from the obvious gash on her leg, she has minor cuts and bruises, but those will disappear in a couple of days. But there is something else you should know, and you have to be calm about this, says the doctor. I can hear the worry in his voice. What is it? Wherever she was, it wasn't by her own will. The bruises on her ankles and wrists show signs of her being tied down or shackled. And with the number of scars she has, it's likely she was held for an extended period of time. Whatever trauma she has endured is probably causing her psychological issues. What did they do to her?
I hear the big guy's voice boom.
I'm not sure, but she has been through a lot. There is no medical reason for her silence. I believe she can speak, but chooses not to. Also, I think she may be a teenager, but with her body so malnourished and her growth stunted, I couldn't really be sure about her exact age. I just don't understand what happened to her, and I want her to talk to me. I'm her mate. She should feel some kind of pull by now. She must know that we're meant for each other.
I hear the big guy moving towards the room. I jump out of the bed, looking for a way, any way, out of this room. When the guys at the cabin got angry, it was bad, and sometimes I wasn't sure if they would kill me. There were a couple of times I had come so close to death. I am not about to go through that again when I got a chance at freedom. I look for a window or a door. There are no windows, but there is a second door. When I stand up, I gasp at the pain in my leg. When I look down, I realize I was in one of those hospital gowns, and I could see the bottom half of my shin. There are stitches going up my leg, but it looks like it is healing rather quickly. The worst part is my thigh. I think I ripped it open again because I feel blood trickle down my leg. I hear the doorknob start to turn, and I panic. Not knowing what else to do, I run into the next room, only to find it a bathroom. I jump in the shower, hiding behind the curtain. Now, I am not an idiot. I knew he would find me. But this gives me time to mentally prepare for whatever beating I am about to receive. I take deep breaths in and out while waiting. I hear him walk around the room, the sounds of his footsteps getting closer. The shower curtain flies back, and there stands the big guy, visibly angry and slightly panicked.